Dennis, that was more like it, wasn't it?
Yeah, was that the Boston of old? I don't know, but...
very eventful.
Yeah, well, look, we had... Yeah, I mean, not about the eventful, but we created lots of opportunities at home. You know, we could have been four or five in front in the first half. They had one or two that we gifted them again. But in the main, we looked in control. We looked like we could create chances. The effort was there, the enthusiasm was there. We passed the ball better. We got wide, we created opportunities. And everything we asked of them during this week in training and today, they've put it onto the pitch.
You changed formation and you pushed Zach Mills and Rene Steer further forward and it reaped its rewards.
Yeah, it looked quite good, didn't it? You know, yeah. They're both aggressive going forward. They've both got pace, they've got composure. You know, Connor Marshall and Holly, like I just said there to Duncan, were a colossus in midfield. You know, we generally have three in there because we're not a big side and we like to make sure we've got enough bodies in there. But those two done the work of three or four people in there. So I think those two need a special mention. I thought they really carried our team through today.
And how crucial was it that you got that goal so soon after half-time?
Yeah, I mean, we went through at half-time and I watched it in the stands in the first half and I said to them, you know, where we can, you know, get at them and win it. And, you know, they've done well and carried it through in the second half. But, you know, it was a real strong performance today. Created opportunities, defended well, didn't give them too much space to play in. We defended in two banks of four when we had to, so we dropped in. And overall, we broke well. You know, we used the ball well when we went forward.
Yeah, as you say, you were up in the stands in the first half. Did you get a better view of the game, a better understanding of the game being up there? Or?
Yeah, it's frustrating because you just want to shout out to get somebody to tuck in or get back, but you can't. So it is frustrating that way. We haven't got the Premier League walkie-talkies or anything, so I couldn't really have too much of an input, but I could see what was going on. So you just have to trust your players with the information you're given before the game. Then at half-time, we went through it, and something must have worked because second half, we got three goals.
Do you think a result like this has silenced a few of the doubters that have popped up in the last few weeks?
I don't think they're doubters. I think, you know, if we've been through it before. If you look in the main, there's been a progression at the football club since I've been here. But, you know, we've had two bad results. They pay their money to come in. And it's not just bad results. It's bad performances. You know, not no creativity. The effort didn't look there. So the supporters are fully entitled to moan. And then it's my job to put it right. So hopefully I'll put it right this week. But it's the only one game of football. But we're back going in the right direction.
Obviously, a bit of controversy towards the end of the game when Sam Vince was sent off. Did you see what Sam did? And
No, I didn't see it. You know, I'm not doing an Arsene Wenger here. It's just I'm just expecting the ball to go back to the halfway line for a kick-off. And then I just hear a crowd, like a bit of commotion. So I look back towards the goals and their players on the floor. So, you know, something's happened. You just hope that either their fellas took a dive, the referee has seen that or something. But I haven't seen it. So, obviously, he's done something to get sent off. You know, he's absolutely distraught in there, Sam, and he'll learn from it, but it's really disappointing.
Obviously, he's going to face a suspension now. Is Paul Farmer going to be OK for next week? Who's injured today?
We can only hope. You know, he's got 2 weeks to get fit, hasn't he? So hopefully we can get him fit in 2 weeks. But then we won't have cover for a goalkeeper for three games. So it's really foolish, Sam, because it's not like it was 1-0 and they've just scored a winner in the last 5 minutes. We're 3-0 up. There's no need to lose your composure, and it's just plain stupidity.
You might have a cover in the form of Greg Tempest, if it turns out was a goalkeeper in his younger days.
Yeah, we only found out in training this week that he used to be a goalkeeper, but as soon as Sam got sent off, there was no hesitation in putting him in goals. So, you know, and he looked really comfortable, didn't he? He made a couple of good saves and his decision-making was good. So he might be in goals in 2 weeks, I don't know.
And just fine looking ahead to the game against Solihull next week, it's one you've rearranged, so you're looking to carry this form forward.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the players can take a lot from today. You know, we can only get better. We haven't really played that formation. I said in pre-season it's the formation I really wanted to play, but the problem is we hadn't really had the personnel. You know, Aaron Green, I was hoping to sign in pre-season, but he ended up signing for Brentford, and we just lost our width just before the season started, and Jamie McGee hasn't maintained fitness, so we haven't had the personnel. And then this week I had to change something. We couldn't stay with a 4-3-3 because of the performances, so I decided to put both my fullbacks in as wingers, put Marzi back in a more comfortable position. Greg's a midfield player of a left foot, so we just thought we'd sling him at left back and see what he does there. And we put our two strongest players in the middle of the field physically, and it paid off for us.